Today in the studio with me, I have Justine Drake, who is known for putting her own creative spin on local dishes, and you might have seen her on her TV show, Just Cooking, on BBC. Welcome, Justine. How are you?
Thanks, Zara. I'm very well. I'm very, very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. For someone who doesn't know who Justine Drake is, can you please give a brief description?
Goodness gracious, I'm a girl just like you who loves to eat. But I'm also the editor of Pick and Pay's Fresh Living magazine, and I have the show Just Cooking, which is on BBC and now SABC 3. And I've written lots of cookbooks, and I have two children, one who likes to eat and one who doesn't like to eat.
What inspired you to become a chef?
My love of cooking, I think. And I come from a family who all love to eat. So we always spoke. At breakfast, we'd speak about what was for lunch. At lunch, we'd speak what was for dinner. So I think, and I used to spend a lot of time in the kitchen when I was very young, even younger than you, in the kitchen with my mum and talking to her while she was cooking. And I just sort of fell in love with it, really.
What qualifications do you need to be a chef?
Well, I'm not actually a chef. I'm just a very good cook. And there is a difference. But a chef, well, you need to do a chef's course. So a cook is someone who can cook well and maybe like me, writes books or does TV shows or magazines. But a chef is somebody who's actually trained. And there's lots of different places around the country that you can go and learn to be a chef at, sort of cookery schools.
What is your favorite recipe?
Wow. Well, I make a really, really, really good roast chicken, and it never fails to make me feel better when I eat it. So probably that.
What are the five ingredients you cannot live without?
Oh, now that's always very, very difficult. Well, I mean, I always cook with lemon, and I always cook, well, a lot of the time with garlic, and then there's olive oil, because that's sort of like... Oh dear, and then you know, life without an onion isn't quite as interesting because it does help your food taste really good. And then because I'm completely mad about them and they're my favourite fruit or vegetable in the world, is I can't do without tomatoes.
What inspires your dishes?
Well, I think I'm inspired by things I feel like eating. You know, if it's cold and rainy and horrible, then maybe I want a lovely big stew. If I'm feeling a bit sick, I want a chicken soup. I always feel like spaghetti bolognese because it's just so delicious.
I love spaghetti.
Do you? Yeah. And so I think it just depends on the occasion, who I'm cooking for. And I think, you know, your mood, or sometimes you feel like a big bowl of ice cream to cheer you up. And sometimes you feel like a warm bowl of oats to make you feel better. So what inspires me to cook is my moods.
What tips do you have for parents who are busy during the day and want to make something that is quick and very healthy?
Quick and very healthy. Well, I think, now let me think about that. I mean, pasta's always quick and healthy, but I think probably one of the healthiest things to cook with that you can use them canned is beans, so butter beans and chickpeas. Because and sugar beans, because they're quite affordable. They've got lots of fibre, lots of vitamin B. If you mix them with certain grains, you can get a complete protein, so you don't have to spend money on meat all the time. And you can do lots of things with them. You can make dips, you can make stews, you can make curries. So they're quite versatile, and they're very easily digested, which is good for kids.
So I love helping my granny in the kitchen. So how do your children inspire your cooking?
Well, Trixie, who's my little girl and she's 9, she's quite helpful. She's just mastered the art of the salad. She's quite good at chopping these days. And she makes a mean Nutella sandwich. And a good pancake. Flynn, who's 5, he's autistic. So he only likes food that's white, which is quite complicated, and in fact he doesn't eat very much at all. Cheese and biscuits and maybe some chicken and vegetables occasionally. So he doesn't inspire my cooking much, although I keep trying to hide things from him and disguise them. And Trixie makes me proud because she will eat absolutely anything you give her. She might not like it, but she'll certainly try it. That inspires me.
What has been the most embarrassing moment on set while you were busy preparing your dish?
Wow. Oh, I know. Once I was using electric mixer, a handheld beater, to beat some batter. And I obviously just lost focus. And I picked the beater up while it was still going. And basically we had pancake batter all over me, the kitchen, the lens of the camera. It was very, very, very funny.
Do you have a message for the children that are listening?
I do. That healthy eating is the one thing that will keep you strong and hopefully make you healthier if you're at the Red Cross. And always be adventurous. Always try new things. If you don't like them, you never have to eat them again. But try them once and you might discover the most delicious thing on earth.
Is there anything else you forgot to share?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm really delighted to be here, Zara, and I'm really proud of somebody who's nine for being on radio, for getting hold of me and having this love of cooking and really following it through by interviewing someone like me. I think you can teach your fellow patients a lot.
Thank you so much for joining me in studio today. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much. It was an absolute pleasure.